Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is Hour 2 at 2, the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, and to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty with all the checks and balances. It's incredible. It is the peaceful solution we have at our fingertips. That is the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America. We reject revolution, unless it's a Jesus revolution, then we're in. We actually stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Our websites, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net for a nationally syndicated radio network. Download their phone app. It's incredible. Live and on-demand radio at your fingertips, free, and a whole lot more. That is lovingliberty.net. Spread the word. Look for the Loving Liberty app in the iPhone store. Check it all out. We talk a lot about what's happening in America on this broadcast, and we always pair problems with solutions because we don't believe in pointing out problems without putting a solution on the table as well. Well, dismiss, discredit, demonize, and destroy seems to be the Biden administration's, in my opinion, latest agenda. All right, Biden banishes Christian images, celebrates Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter. It's a disgrace. And we talked on Monday with Dr. Scott Bradley about that in detail. FreedomsRisingSun.com, his website. It's one thing for Joe Biden to highlight the transgenders, which I'm not for. But it's another thing for him to literally diss on Christians in the process. Now, if he would have said, look, it's a day that many Americans celebrate. It's Transgender Day, so we're celebrating that. It's, you know, Easter, so we're celebrating Easter. You know, if he was honest and fair and open to at least address all sides of it, that's fine. But what he did was bury all effects of Christianity on this altar of the promotion of this agenda. And it's really a dismiss, demonize, discredit, and destroy kind of discussion. That's what they're working on for the country. For example, California fast food workers. Yeah, Monday was a huge day. They're getting paid now $20 an hour. And I'm telling you right now, fast food places are going to go by the wayside with that. There's no way they can afford to have that. You know, maybe if they could have one or two employees and a bunch of robots help them, they might get it done. But otherwise, it's going to be really, really, really tough. And especially these small businesses that may not be able to afford robots or whatever else. And it's just going to drive them flat out of business. That is Joe Biden's desire. All right. The FBI, this is criminal, in my opinion, showing up at homes over social media posts. Yeah. FBI agents allegedly told a woman in Oklahoma that the agency spends every day, all day long, ladies and gentlemen. It's hard to understand this, right? I don't even know how to respond to this. But you look at this and you go, man, FBI showing up at homes over social media posts. FBI agents claim that the agency spends, quote, every day, all day, all day long questioning people about their social media posts. I don't know how to respond to this. It's just so egregious, so unconstitutional. It's really hard to understand. But when you put it in this context that I'm talking about here, dismiss, discredit, demonize, and destroy, then it all becomes clear. No wonder the FBI is showing up at homes over social media posts. FBI agents claim agency spends every day, all day long, questioning people about their social media posts. Well, if you want to demonize them, if you want to dismiss them, if you want to discredit them, you want to destroy them, that's how you do it. Just send the FBI to their house. All their neighbors are going, whoa, what's happening? A bunch of FBI goons just showed up at my neighbor's house. And then before you know it, the phone tree starts and the women start going, did you see over at so-and-so's house? Look what, hey, you know, and they're sending this chilling message, ladies and gentlemen, all across America, and we better stand up against it. So what did I do to stand up against it? Yesterday, Sam calls the FBI live on your radio. I did. And it was very uneventful because all that happened is we got, you know, sent around the phone tree barn forever. Finally got a lady who refused to give her name. She said they wouldn't let her give out her name. She then sent me to another place. It turned out to be a dead end. At the end, I was at some weapons place that I didn't even want to be at. All I wanted to do, let me explain to the FBI, because I know they're listening, the reason for my call. I called yesterday because I'm a news guy. You got it? I am a broadcast journalist, and broadcast journalists always want the who, what, when, where, why of a story, right? So I say who, FBI, where? Well, this lady's house, when, just the other day. Why? Well, I'm not really sure. That's kind of the point. So I called the FBI because I want to get firsthand explanation of what's happening. See, I don't just go to this woman. She already put out her video, her side of the story. It looks credible. It looks real, but I don't know. I don't know if it's a deep fake. So I call the FBI to say, hey, number one, are you showing up at homes over social media posts as this story purportedly claims? Now, The Blaze has it. All kinds of big organizations have it. So let's be very clear. It's not like it's, not a known story or not released. It's supposed to be credible. But I wanted to call the FBI because we've heard the woman's side of the story. There's always two sides to every story. Let's hear the FBI's side of the story. So I called the FBI, clearly not to cause trouble, but to clearly say, look, you're on the air live. I'm a broadcast journalist. And I want to ask you who, what, when, where, why on this story. Is it really true that you're showing up at homes over social media posts? If you are, what makes you decide to show up at someone's home? You know, you claim you just want to keep people safe and have a talk and a discussion. But, you know, is it really true what your FBI agents claimed to this lady that's on video, where you spend every day, all day, talking to people about their social media posts? You know, questioning people about their social media posts? And if you do, then my question becomes, is there probable cause for all the cases that you bring up? Or is there just a random dragnet happening here? So I did. I called the FBI live on the air, not to badger them, not to pick this woman's side of the story, but to simply see if we couldn't get an air both sides of the story. So imagine in an honest world where government worked for the people, served the people, rather than their goal of dismiss, discredit, demonize, and destroy. Okay, this man, this so-called FBI agent, which we don't really know if he is one because he didn't really identify himself to the lady's satisfaction. So that's why I wanted to call and verify. Were these really their FBI agents at this lady's door? Is it true or false? You know, I couldn't get basic questions. I just got ran around the phone tree. Deep government prevents anybody from talking to them. But listen, this is the number that was recorded by the lady and put out publicly. So I called that number at the, I think it's Oklahoma FBI, I don't know what you want to call it, field office or whatever. And my goal was to call up and just say, hey, guys, I want to know what's true. Is this really the truth of what these guys said in the video? And is this really true that you're, you know, what does it take? And are you going to be at my house tomorrow? I'm a broadcast journalist. I put out tweets and Facebook and, you know, Instagram and all kinds of messages. I'm on talk show after talk show after talk show. We plan live events. We're on the radio, on your TV. We're everywhere. And I've told the FBI all they got to do if they want to get a copy of my show, they don't need to come to my house. They can just go to libertyroundtable.com and download that dude and listen to their heart's content. If they have any questions, you know, and I've always highlighted this on the radio, I am not suicidal. And if the FBI needs to come and talk to me, they don't need to kick in my door. That's not how we play in America. They can call me and say, Sam, we'd like to sit down at McDonald's. You know what? We'll eat a Big Mac and we'll talk about, you know, you and what you're doing, okay? But I've had the Southern Poverty Law Center and everybody report to Congress, telling Congress that I am the nexus of anti-government hate in America, along with my buddy James Edwards. Now, that's false, 100% false. But now when I hear the FBI is coming to people's houses for things they post or things they say or they do in the public forums of our, you know, modern society, then I kind of get a little bit, are they going to come to my house? If you're going to come to my house, you don't need to kick the door in. You better have a warrant if you want to search or take anything. And if you just want to talk to me, I'm not willing to talk to the FBI. And the reason that I'm not is because I've interviewed people like Jerome Corsi and many people in the past who they at first started to talk to the FBI because they're like, hey, I don't have anything to hide. I don't have anything to worry about. No problem. No harm, no foul, right? Well, it went super south, and I'll get into that in just a second. But this is serious business indeed, my fellow Americans. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly. But I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you think I'm being a little extreme, do you? You think I'm making a little more out of this than it really is? No, I believe that their goal at all levels of government now is to dismiss, discredit, demonize, and destroy God-fearing, Christian, constitutional-based, rule-of-law-following Americans. And FBI showing up at homes. I want to know if it's true, and I can't even get a hold of the FBI to validate the story. Think about that. The FBI going to people's homes, saying they do this all day long, every day, violating our right to privacy and our right to due process and everything else. No probable cause, you know. Okay, now, then I try to call to validate their side of the story, but all I get is a runaround phone tree and eventually just, hey, sent to the wrong place. This person call or said their number, call if you have questions, which I did. Then I got a lady that wouldn't give me her name, and all she did was pass me to somebody else, and the somebody else she passed me to was a never-ending phone tree. You can go listen to yesterday's broadcast where I called the FBI and discover this. So they're doing it on purpose, folks. They don't want to talk to you. It's the same with the IRS. Not only is the IRS extremely hard to get hold of as we gear up for tax season, when's tax day? In 13 days or something like that? You know, a couple weeks, we're tax day, right? I think it's Monday the 15th or something like that. Okay, you look at that and you go, wow, but you can't get a hold of the IRS. And when you do, there's been studies showing you can't even get accurate, consistent information. If you call five times, you're likely to get five different answers to your questions and stuff. And anyway, there you have it. But there's several people that are jumping on the bandwagon with me and explaining to you how bad this has become. All right, headline says, why the left seeks chaos, explaining progressivism's radical agenda against the God of the Bible. Dennis Prager with an incredible video about that. You say, okay, well, that's just Dennis and you now, Sam. Okay, well, how about this? Why major media describe peaceful, patriotic Christian Americans as jihadists, terrorists, cannibals, and vampires, right? David Kapilian over at WND.com. See, I'm highlighting something that Dennis Prager, David Kapilian, and others are highlighting as well. All right? The headline also says, who knew? Christian universities are right-wing institutions. Classic example of gaslighting by far-left professors. Patrice Lewis with this one. So see, all kinds of writers and all kinds of news organizations are writing about this. Okay, that's Patrice Lewis with that one. Journalists claim white, rural, traditional values, Christian Americans, if you will, are the, quote, real threat. They're the most racist, xenophobic, anti-immigrant, anti-gay. I don't even know how to say this word. Geodemographic group. Okay, think about that. Well, who writes this, you ask? Again, there's a lot of us on this. Bob Unruh over at WND.com writes that. Okay, and there's a list of all these stories over at WND.com so you can see what I'm talking about. But everybody, all the Christians, all the conservatives are writing about this, talking about this, very concerned about this. Even Donald Trump now is starting to focus on the Bible in his rallies because he realizes, look, Christians are absolutely under assault. Patriots, constitutionalists, God-fearing Americans, people who believe in traditional marriage, traditional families, God-ordained, science-backed truism on gender, male and female created them to make the point. Okay, all these things are absolutely under assault by these hostile progressives. All right. And remember, the FDA and the CDC lied, got caught, went to court, and had their hat handed to them. Yeah. Ivermectin posts. They basically settled an ivermectin lawsuit where the FDA will remove all their social media posts claiming that, hey, you know, ivermectin is just for horses and stuff. That's a big lie. Well, the government lied and they went to court 4 years later. The doctors that stood tall won. Now, I realize it's a day late and a dollar short. Just think how many people have lost their lives. The FDA, all right, and the CDC lied. And the fact is, people died over that, right? All right, anyway, that was our hour with Dr. Scott Bradley. We talked about a lot of this yesterday. We also talked to our dear friend Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked about Easter celebration, unending love is what he talked about. Incredible example of the patriotism and the link between America and the birth of our nation and the birth and resurrection of the Savior Jesus Christ. Remember, it's all about life, liberty, and property. Jesus Christ being the author of our life, liberty, and property. Of all the news we could discuss on Friday and Monday surrounding that incredible weekend, the news of the resurrection of our Lord, even Jesus Christ, is arguably the most important. He lives and he loves you. What greater news could we bring to the Liberty Roundtable airwaves surrounding this incredible Easter celebratory day? Taking Easter seriously, writes Judge Andrew Napolitano at lewrockwell.com as well. We talked about freedom is the ability for every person to make their own personal choices without a government permission slip to exercise our free will. Isn't that critical when you think about all the stuff we just highlighted, all the writers that are highlighting this? Free will is the natural characteristic that we share in common with God. It is his unconditional gift to all of us. He created us in his image and likeness, and he is perfectly free, and so are we. We're free to become saints or monsters. Which will we become? I hope people understand, right? That's why we talk so much about faith and freedom on Liberty Roundtable Live. We, the people of the government, we are indeed the sovereigns. We need to remember that kind of stuff, folks. We need to remember who we are and what our obligations and responsibilities are. We cannot pretend we're in a free nation and pretend we can live free by violating the commandments of God. That's the fastest way to lose freedom, is to turn against or violate God's commandments. The other way to lose freedom fast is, even if you're a good person, even if you're a Christian, even if you keep the Ten Commandments yourself and do all that you can personally, to stand on the sidelines is the quickest way to lose your liberty. Those who expect to be ignorant and free expect what never was and never will be, say the Founding Fathers. We must have these two great fundamental supports, right? Vital supports, critical support. That's religion and morality. Indispensable supports are what George Washington called them. That's why we talk about faith and freedom so much on your radio. We talked about this congressional omnibus spending bill. It's like a bad Hollywood sequel, writes Ron Paul. Boy, howdy, is he right. We also talked about Thomas Massie. He looked into this big, massive bill that nobody could have read, and he discovered buried in the bill's funding is funding for 13-year-old children to get help with transgender transitioning without their parents' knowledge. This is in the bill the Republicans just passed. And they act like, oh, we're heroes. We prevented the government from being shut down. I'd love to see the government shut down and the issue to be, you know, we as Christians and as Republicans and as moral people believe that there are only two genders, male and female. That's what God says. That's what science affirms. And we're standing with that. And we're not going to pass a bill that's got this promotion of transgender political agenda in it. We're not doing that. See, the Republic should stand on these Christian principles. The Republicans, shame on them for caving on this. Most people don't even know what they signed. You have to bring this up to your legislative members and say, do you realize what you signed and what you did? Get a hold of Thomas Massie. Right? He also pointed out that although nowhere was it in the omnibus spending bill, but just hours after the omnibus spending bill passed, the Department of Justice announced the creation of a federal red flag law center to attack our Second Amendment rights. Look, Joe Biden and clowns are going for broke. You could say Joe's completely incompetent, and he may personally be, but whoever his shadow government is, they're going for broke. They're taking it all the way to the bank. They're promoting gun control. They're promoting perversions from the highest offices of the land. All right, and we hoped Robert F. Kennedy might help us, but no, he picks political hack insider Nicole Shanahan as his running mate. I mean, she's a promoter of the World Economic Forum and everything else. Helena Glass writes an article at lewrockwell.com highlighting what a horrible pick that is. Now, it might help out Donald a little bit more than Biden, who knows. But look, she is a very wealthy. She married into money. She came here as a first generation, whatever, very poor, foreign national. And now she's very wealthy because she married into money. And now you got gold digging in reverse with RFK Jr. trying to tap her, I assume, for her money, right? Anyway, then we talked about the Julian Assange case with Paul Craig Roberts. We talked about that in detail. We need to free Julian Assange immediately. More in seconds on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The World Central Kitchen confirms at least five of its aid workers were killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza on Monday. The group delivers meals to people in war zones and disaster areas. The Israeli Defense Force said an investigation is underway. The U.S. looking more into the Israeli airstrike in Syria that killed a top Iranian general, a former U.S. National Security Advisor making his best guess at how Iran might respond.
I think they'll launch some missiles by way of Hezbollah, probably into northern Israel.
Michael Allen points out Israeli troops have been fighting Hezbollah along Lebanon's southern border since the war with Hamas broke out. A temporary channel is now open around the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse for essential vessels and for clearing debris. President Biden set to visit Baltimore Friday to meet with state and local officials involved in recovery. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
President Biden and his team are working with Governor Moore, the congressional delegation, Mayor Scott, and numerous state and local officials to reopen the port.
The IRS says it believes millions of Americans will have the opportunity to file their taxes for free using the agency's new online filing program. Approximately 19 million, or nearly 12% of all individually filed tax returns, can now be processed online at no cost through the IRS, according to a recent estimate. Commissioner Danny Werfel announced in a weekend video release that taxpayers in 12 states will have the option to use this program for the first time ever. It's seen as stiff competition for other online tax preparation apps. Much of the U.S. will be bracing for severe storms this week. Things kicked off Monday evening with tornado watches, severe thunderstorm alerts posted from North Texas to Illinois and Indiana. There were some reports of hail up to golf ball size. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
America stands at a crossroads. This April 17th in Las Vegas, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association unveils a blueprint for hope at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. Join us alongside luminaries like General Flynn and Sheriff Richard Mack from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Discover a peaceful revolution to safeguard our constitutional republic. Seats are limited. Register now for just $49. Visit CSPOA.org today. The time to act is now. CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the phone ringing off the hook at the break with great people working on the CSPOA conference. It's just incredible what we're doing. CSPOA.org to learn more. We talked about free will as the natural characteristic we share in common with God, ladies and gentlemen. They're trying to destroy it at every turn. All right, this headline is scary. My buddy Josh Phillip, he's with Crossroads on the epochtimes.com. He's live right now as we are. But the headline says this. I told you about the gun control agenda they're pushing right now at the federal level. Red flag laws. I'm telling you about the money they're spending us into oblivion, where they're literally attacking Christians everywhere. They're promoting the transgender. Congress is funding it. All your Republicans in Congress literally funded this thing. The few that vote against it, God bless them. But for the most part, they sold us down the river, the House, the Senate, etc. But now, according to Josh Phillips, Americans quietly assigned China-like social credit scores. Oh, boy, this is scary indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Americans quietly assigned China-like social credit scores. I wonder what my social credit score would be. It all depends on what the criteria is. If you believe I'm a good, honest American doing the best that I can, you give me incredible scores of being super patriotic, religious, moral, nonviolent, into following the Prince of Peace, into de-escalation training and education, working with my constitutionally elected sheriffs and everything else. But folks, we're being signed scores like the communist Chinese do. All right. You got to ask, where is this going to go? What's going to happen with this? Yeah, they're using big data to track what you do, your pastimes, your mistakes. They're putting photographs with it, incredible detailed dossiers and more. America has a credit score system much like China's. Where do we go with this? Even The Hill's talking about it. Headline says this from The Hill. Coming soon, America's own social credit system. You comfortable with this, folks? Because I'm certainly not. I just think this is a disgrace. The details are scary. This is all in Finance News. The Hill. Coming soon. Some say it's already here. Christian Tate is who put this piece together. And I just kind of go, wow, I don't know really how to respond to this. I mean, I understand what she's saying. Christian Tate bringing this up. I guess, is that a girl or a guy? I guess Christian might be a guy. I guess it's Kristen Tate, so it's a girl. Anyway, she says this. A combination of government and business surveillance that gives people the ability to do things. All right? They look at your behaviors. They look at plane tickets you buy. Okay? They look at everything you do. I don't know how to handle this. Okay? We cannot have this happening. We cannot have the government spying on our every move. They call it the new domestic war on terror, kicked off by the right on January the 6th. What? Yeah, that's what they're talking about. They say it'll become a soft social credit system by the end of this decade, relying on an indirect hand from Washington, D.C., in partnership with big business. They want to perfect the most profound changes since the internet began. China's social credit system, in which they're patterning the United States social credit system after, is a combination of government and business surveillance that gives the citizens a score that can restrict the ability of individuals to take actions such as purchasing plane tickets, acquiring property, taking loans. It's all based on behavior. It's coming to a theater, a bank, whatever you want to say, near you. I'll give you an example. Last week, PayPal announced a partnership with the left-wing Southern Poverty Law Center. Their job is to, quote, investigate the role of whites, white supremacists, who are engaged in rhetoric. Facebook is taking similar measures. Wow. Now listen, they want to lock down potential political extremist content. The actions of these major companies may seem logical. Internet riddled with crimes and scams. After all, nobody will defend far-right militias, although I will. I think they're constitutional. They're not far-right. That's where the lie is. Or white supremacist groups using these platforms. I don't even know what a white supremacist group is. Anyway, if there's a line, who draws it? I'll know it when I see it, former Supreme Court Justice. Whatever Stewart said, describing obscenity. I don't even know how to respond to this whole story. It just makes you sick. This is happening in real time, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a joke. This is happening. This is serious. And coming soon. That's The Hill talking about this, right? So The Hill is not a lightweight newspaper if they say it. America's own credit social system. The Hill. That's very scary indeed, right? I think it's a concern big time. But if you don't believe me, go to The Hill and see what you think about it. TheHill.com. And they're literally saying, coming soon, America's own social credit system. Kristen Tate, TheHill.com. Now, the details are what are scary. Pattern after the communist Chinese one? I thought we just said that TikTok was a domestic threat because the communist Chinese are spying on us. Then why would we let our government so-called ban TikTok, but yet promote Chinese communist social credit score systems in America? This is a disgrace, right? The new domestic war on terror is what they're calling this. Now, let me ask you, are they going to be okay with my views, with my beliefs, with my understanding, with what I say and do and believe and think? Or is the domestic war on terror going to turn me into a, enemy combatant? They say it was kicked off by the riot on January the 6th. Has prompted several web giants to unveil predecessors to what effectively could become a soft social credit system by the end of this decade. They're working on it big time, folks. Are we going to let them do it? Are we going to tolerate that? Because the new domestic war on terror, what does that mean? Where do I sit in that war? Am I a peaceful, safe, effective, productive talk show host that looks into the who, what, when, where, why of stories? I think the answer is clearly yes. I called the FBI to try to get their side of a story, and they literally sent me around the phone, whatever government, who knows what it's called, clusters, what some might call it. And I don't even know what happened in the end, except for I never talked to anybody. I never made a difference. I never got my questions answered. I never got their side of the story validated. But then they would come back and say, oh, Sam, you're peddling fake news with this lady that told her side of the story. No, I tried to tell both sides of the story, but because the FBI is so uncooperative with the American people, I wasn't able to tell both sides of the story. That's the truism. Right? I don't even know how to respond to all this, folks. China's social credit system is a combination of government and business surveillance that gives citizens a score that can restrict the ability of you to take action and live life. All right, quick pause. We'll talk more about it in seconds. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe me about these credit scores and about these companies spying on you and doing all these different things, get a load of this headline. All right, the new domestic war kicked off by January the 6th is among us. They claim you and I are the bad guys as they embrace the communist China social-based credit system. Reject it, stand up, stop it now. They want to get it all done by the end of the decade. What does that mean? What, six more years? Yeah. Headline says this, Google to delete billions, that's right, with a B, Google to delete billions of records in latest lawsuit. Nico Grant with the piece. The bottom line is Google resolved a lawsuit that claimed that it deceived users by tracking their web activity in the Chrome browser's private Cognito setting. So basically they're saying, hey, you know what? You claim that in private Cognito you're not tracking us, and you lied and got caught and got sued, and now you're forced to delete billions of records over at Google. The problem that we have with clown Google is that every time they swear they're going to delete records and everything else, we find out 5, 10, 15, whatever years down the road that they lied and they didn't really delete the records. In recent months, Google has raced to settle a, let's see, what do they use for this word? A backlog of lawsuits ahead of what they call major antitrust showdowns with the Justice Department later this year. Now, I appreciate that. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, the Google is supposedly on the wrong side of the Justice Department now. But if you understand the origins of Google, you know that's a political theater, fake news, flat out lie, straight from the pit of hell. It is absolutely gaslighting us. This idea that Congress and the government, and the Justice Department, they're going to look into Google and by golly, Google's guilty of antitrust. No, 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 no. Google was founded by government money. Deep state government operatives and unconstitutional government agencies funded and started a corporation. And that corporation then funded and created Google. So the very people that are telling you they better rein in this massive behemoth for antitrust are the very few people that funded it and created it. All right, they say on Monday, Google resolved its fourth case in 4 months, agreeing to delete billions of data records that it compiled on users. Wow. This is hard to even deal with because it's just so over-the-top abusive. Okay, they agreed to delete billions of data records that they compiled about millions of Chrome browser users. What do you say to that, folks? I say it's an absolute disgrace. And I would also say that, you know what? I can't trust Google to delete anything, can you? Okay, they claim they're going to delete this, but you know what? How do we know they really delete it? How are we going to really know? And the answer is you're not. So when they say Google resolved a lawsuit, it just means that Google is going to settle and pay. But you know what this reminds me a lot of? This reminds me a lot of the Microsoft deal. When Microsoft, in the days, here's how they got big and grew. What they would do is they would find a company that had some unique capabilities that they did not possess. They had unique intellectual property that was valuable. And then Microsoft would partner with that company to gain their technology. And then eventually, after knowing how all the technology worked and all the inside story and the details about all that, then Microsoft would basically jettison the company that it partnered with to gain the technology. DoubleStack was one of the companies back in the day where this happened. Or DR-DOS, or Dr. DOS is what it was called. It was an old operating system that it was that scenario. And what happened was that Microsoft would partner with those companies, steal their technology, then jettison the company. The company would get angry and sue, but the lawsuit would take a long time. Lawfare was live and well with Microsoft with deep pockets and big money. And the government took the side of Microsoft over and over oftentimes. And so these small companies would then try to fight for their very lives. Many of them ended up declaring bankruptcy because of their battle or because of the lawfare that was taking place. And then what would happen is when these companies would go bust up, there would be given an olive branch to these companies. Hey, you win some money. Of course, you're out of business and it's too late and a dollar short, but you win some money, giving you a fake win. You feel like, wow, we beat them. Well, you did, but you really lost in the long run. Because let's just say that Microsoft makes $10 billion and they pay out $1 billion. It's like a gambling house where the odds are set in favor of, 100% in favor of, the winning party, in this case, Microsoft. So, yeah, you know what? We made $10 billion off you. We paid you back $1 billion and lost our case way down the road after lawfare and everything else. And in the end of the day, who won? Well, the court case said that the small company won. They got $1 billion. But the big company made $10 billion and was able to, through lawfare, spend, say, $1 billion on law attorneys and such, $1 billion for the payout. So they made $10 billion and paid out $2 billion. They're going to do that all day long, right? So now Google resolved this lawsuit that claimed that it literally spied on and tracked the data of users in its cognito mode. Well, now the company resolved its fourth case in 4 months, agreeing to delete billions of data records that it compiled about millions of Chrome browser users, right? That's the deal. And that's the problem. Google doesn't care. Google didn't really lose. It makes you feel like Google lost. Yeah, good. We're handing them their heads. Now, don't get me wrong. It's better than not winning at all. At least we caught them at it. At least there's a battle over it. At least, you know, potentially they're supposed to delete billions of these records. But at the end of the day, though, they resolved their fourth case. They got plenty of money to resolve all these cases. And in the end, they win. It's just an absolute disgrace. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. Summarizing a little bit more of what we talked about yesterday, we talked about the Ides of March. George Washington quells a coup. Joe Wolverton over at The New American with this piece, and he does a stellar job highlighting it. He highlighted that debtor's prison awaited many of the Continental retiring officers, and so they were frustrated, rightly so, with General George Washington and Congress because they weren't getting paid and they desperately needed the money. But when General Horatio Gates was speaking to the troops promoting the coup, the insurrection, if you will, General George Washington slipped in through a side door. And since he was the superior commanding officer, he said, "I want to speak to the troops." He did. He chastised them at first and said, "Shame on you guys. We've all given up a lot for this, but shame on you for what you're thinking about." And then he says this, "Gentlemen, you will permit me to put on my spectacles, for I have grown not only gray, but almost blind." That's right. "Almost blind in my service to my country," their commander said softly. It changed the game. The troops realized they were suffering big time, but they also knew that their commander was right with them, and he gave everything on the altar of liberty, and could they give a little more? They did. They eventually avoided debtor's prison. We eventually won the war and turned the world upside down. That's the kind of hero patriots we have in our history, ladies and gentlemen. Do not let the clowns, do not let the social score people, whatever you want to say, manipulate you into silence. Do not allow us to be divorced from our godly heritage as sons and daughters of Almighty God and our American heritage, where we stand with the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we stand as a beacon of hope, a light on a hill for all nations to learn about God. And God is above government. In fact, government was instituted among men to protect our God-given rights. It's all about God and the sovereignty that he granted to each one of us. We individually have rights, but collectively we secure those rights because individually we can't secure them well enough ourselves. Anyway, Ammon Bundy, they say, is wanted for arrest in Idaho. He's in Utah. Our prayers are with Ammon because I believe it's a witch hunt for Ammon Bundy. I believe he's innocent, and I believe what they're doing to him is absolutely evil. But again, it's about this social credit profiling. He spoke out. He shouldn't have said what he said. They're going to get him for it. Well, I think he should have said what he said. I think he was right in telling the truth, and I stand with the People's Rights Organization and Ammon Bundy. Victoria White, for example, was pushed into the Capitol by the crowd. She was beaten up with batons and everything else, beaten the pulp out of her by your government police. And now Victoria White files $2 million lawsuit because they used excessive force. Victoria was repeatedly struck in the head and slammed into a concrete wall on January the 6th. And she's speaking out boldly saying, "Look, Officer Neil McCannister and others took part in the beating, so they're being sued." Well, I pray that Victoria White's successful. Think about the Google lawsuit. We made some progress, right? Hopefully they'll delete the records. Now Victoria White's suing. Hopefully she'll make progress. We, the people, must stand together and get bold in our defense of God, family, and country and the protection of life, liberty, and property. I beg you to get involved. Share this broadcast. Spread the word and follow the Prince of Peace. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.